Welcome to Ovarian Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Tate Thigpen for his take on key clinical trial data sets that have been presented and published in the last year. And Dr. Thigpen began our conversation by commenting on findings presented at the last ASCO meeting from a variety of studies.
The most interesting abstract was the Japanese study looking at weekly Taxol plus every 3 week carboplatin, which basically showed that the weekly Taxol plus every 3 week carboplatin was superior to the standard every 3 week Taxol plus carboplatin. That actually flies in the face of some data we had about 8 years ago that looked at Taxol as a single agent in the second line setting, weekly versus every 3 week, and showed no difference. But it does go along with the observations that were made recently in breast cancer, suggesting that weekly Taxol may be better. That study is going to have to be repeated, I think, before we can say that it's ready to be introduced routinely into clinical practice. And in fact, the Gynecologic Oncology Group has plans to conduct a study looking at weekly versus every 3 week Taxol in combination with every 3 week carboplatin that will be coming up in the near future.
What's the discussion been in terms of the specific design?
Well, the standard regimen is going to be exactly what is considered the international standard now. Taxol 175 milligrams per meter square is a 3 hour infusion, followed by carboplatin dose to an AUC of 6 every 3 weeks for 6 cycles. The weekly regimen is 80 milligrams per meter square of Taxol given over 1 hour weekly for 3 weeks, plus carboplatin dose to an AUC of 6. At least that was the Japanese design, and that'll probably be the same design that we use.
Can you talk a little bit more about the Japanese study in terms of the eligibility and what they actually reported?
Well, this was advanced to stage 3, stage 4 disease. What they actually reported was the response rate was essentially the same, roughly 55% in each arm. The progression-free survival medians were 27 and some fraction months in the weekly arm versus 17 and a fraction months in the every 3 week arm. So there was a dramatic difference in progression-free survival. They didn't have enough events for a final survival analysis, but survival at 2 years was 83% in the weekly arm and 77% in the every 3 week arm, and that was a significant p-value 0.05. So they even had some evidence to indicate there's going to be a survival difference.
You mentioned breast cancer. I guess some of the speculation has been that maybe weekly is more anti-angiogenic.
Yeah, in fact, there's been a lot of speculation about that ever since the publication about 5 years ago of the maintenance Taxol study that GOG and the Southwestern College Group did, suggesting that continuing Taxol by itself beyond the 6 cycles of Taxol carbo for an additional year reduces recurrence rate. Now, it was given monthly in that study, but almost everybody has suggested that maybe the weekly would have been a better approach than monthly. And in fact, GOG's actually looked at weekly in a stage 1 high-risk population, a study that's still in follow-up. We don't have final results on that yet, where everybody got 3 cycles of Taxol carboplatin every 3 weeks and then were randomized to either weekly Taxol for an additional 6 months or no further treatment. So we'll have some idea about whether weekly is better than monthly as a maintenance therapy, and most people believe the mechanism of action for the maintenance therapy is an anti-angiogenic effect. Now, whether that applies here in frontline therapy, it's speculation, but it could be one of the mechanisms, yes.